Now, here's something we've touched on the programme not so long ago in relation to how difficult it is for farmers if their livestock is being targeted. Farmers indeed have had livestock targeted by marauding dogs. But there's much more to life in the countryside than just the worry about dogs coming and killing your sheep. What about the burglars coming and the rural crime that's on the increase in this part of the world? It's always a worry for people who are trying to turn a pound in the countryside. I want to speak to Victor Chestnut, who's the Ulster Farmers Union Deputy President. Victor, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
What are the main examples of rural crime that the farmers and their neighbours are facing at the moment, Victor?
Well, farmers and their neighbours and rural dwellers, indeed, they feel very isolated. Farms have got larger, they've had to get larger to survive, and there's less manpower about them. So there's less eyes and ears in the countryside. So we feel very open and vulnerable. Machinery thefts, livestock thefts, the value and monetary terms for some of this equipment has went way, way up. So we're very vulnerable.
Is there a way to ensure that a low loader or a tractor or a trailer or a combine harvester or a lawnmower isn't stolen? Or these thieves, if they target you, they come like a military operation, they have a buyer already lined up and it's in a container and it's away like clockwork. Is that what you're up against, or are they chancers, hit and run guys who can actually be beaten?
No, well, look, you can't say there's nothing can be done, but yes, we're seeing organised groups that they're stealing certain articles. They seem to have a ready market for them. Quads is a very favourite thing. Trailers is another very favourite thing. Livestock trailers to go missing. And there seems to be organised groups that seem to be doing this. There always is the opportunist theft too, but it's more organised groups we feel that's doing this.
Is it too much hassle for a farmer to put a wheel lock on a cattle trailer every evening, to put some sort of clamp on it? Is that just far too much hassle?
If you had one vehicle to clamp, you could clamp it, but you take a lot of farms will have four or five tractors, they'll have a quad bike, they'll have two or three trailers, they have a host of stuff, and then you have their livestock as well. So there is things can be done, tractors can be fitted, there is things can be done, but it all requires time and effort. Time is in short supply in farms due to the nature of farming businesses today, people that tend to be busier. So it is difficult, but certainly some farmers can do some things, but the old saying goes that a look is useful, but it tends to keep the honest man out.
Yeah, I know people say that. A look deters the temptation of an honest man. Those who are determined will come and be a pest. If a farmer wakes up in the morning and machinery's gone, how devastating is that for someone trying to provide the service that the farmers provide?
Well, you can see with the farm incomes this year how farmers' incomes are well down. This machinery is a necessary. It's something you need. If you lose that bit of machinery, you have to go and replace it. You can't operate without it. It's not there for looking at. It's there to be used. It's part of your business. It's the same as you going into work. If you work in an office and your computer's not there, you would have to get another computer. So that has to be replaced immediately. The stress of doing it... Farmers treat farms a bit like people treat their houses. They feel violated when somebody comes in and steals. And the mental stress of that's not good, as well as the financial stress.
Yeah, I can understand that. And the PSNI and the Rural Crime Partnership teaming up with the Ulster Farmers Union to get the message across to rural dwellers generally. What's your message to people living in isolated areas, Victor?
Yes, well, our message is that sometimes farmers lose something. They say, oh, well, what would the police do about it? So they never bother reporting it. So we need crime reported. We need people in the countryside to be aware if they see a strange vehicle, to lift the phone, to phone the police. The their information, they might think is very small, but it might be a small cog in a large wheel that leads to the conviction of these criminals. And we would like tougher sentencing when these criminals are found.
It's very understandable. It is. I can imagine what you guys are going through when you lose, whether it's an animal or a small piece of machinery, large piece of machinery. Just that violation is a good word, because it's the same as your house being burgled. You simply do yeah. not want intruders taking your space as much as your belongings. Let's hope it'll be on the decline soon, Victor, but it's always a platform here to remind people listening to take precautions. Thanks for speaking to us this morning.
Thanks very much for your time. Thank you.
Not a problem. Any time that people want to get a message out, feel free to get in touch with us, 028-90-333-105. Let's hope we can beat these burglars and rural thieves. Andrew has a point that he wants to make, or he had a point that he wanted to make. He's disappeared like snow off a March ditch. If there was snow on a March ditch, and there might be when we get to March, but not in February, because the sun is shining and the fog is lifting. Good morning.